Proverbs 8 and 13. And when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
And it reads,
yes.
The fear of the Lord,
fear of the Lord,
is to hate evil,
right.
Pride, and arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth. Do I hate? That's what God said. Do I hate? Let's read that one more time, y'all. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way, the forward mouth. He said, do I hate? Let's bow here for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, let's start off today by telling you, happy Father's Day, Lord. You are the great Father, Lord, the first Father, my heavenly Father. And for that, I honor you, Lord. Now I ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins today, Lord. Forgive us of all the things we do that are not like you, Father. Give us strength, Lord, to purge those things from our life, Lord, from our very existence, Father. You send us the perfect example, Lord, your darling son, Jesus Christ. Now help us, Lord, to be more like him. Father, you thought enough of us to adopt us into your very family, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. The ones who haven't yet received their adoption, Lord, I pray today would be their day, Lord. That you have prepared their hearts, Lord, to hear a word from you, Father. Now I ask you, Lord, to decrease me this morning, Lord. Allow me to just stand here, Lord, to just be a voice to for you to speak through, Lord. Lord, prepare hearts, Lord, settle minds that we may hear this word and apply it to our very lives, Lord. Lord, bless the ones who are on their way. Grant them traveling mercy, Father. Bring them here today, Lord, to hear a word from you. Lord, we'll be so mindful to give you all the praise, all the glory. For it's in the mighty name of Jesus we do pray. We do pray. And y'all, I wrestle with this one again, y'all. It's a big wrestling match with God when it comes to you saying what he say to say. And it's simply because we hard-headed. I'm hard-headed. I know it. I know it. I ain't proud of it, but that's what it is. And we all know the world has deemed this Gay Pride Month. This June is Gay Pride Month. So we're going to try to deal with being proud of what God hates. Being proud of what God hates. The world said you should be proud of who you are. And God has already told us in Jeremiah that even our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. We're not off to a good start. We have no reason to be proud as of yet, y'all. Not yet. We hadn't got to pride yet. But the world tells us that this Gay Pride Month, when we know that pride is the problem. Pride is the problem. Now, the Bible says that when we just read in 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And he started it off with the very thing.
Pride.
Then arrogancy. All this, y'all, is against God. Every bit of it. Every sin ever been committed started with pride. And the world said, you ought to be proud. You should be proud. The one and only thing that I'm proud of today is the fact that I know Jesus. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that now. That and that only. That didn't have nothing to do with me. I still ain't got to me being proud of me yet. The only reason I know him is because he made me to know him. It's all about him, y'all. It's all about him. But let's see if we can't deal with this thing a little bit. All right, let's look at Leviticus first. I think I want Leviticus 26. Don't y'all let these folk trick y'all into that's Old Testament. That's old. That's antiquated. That don't matter no more. Everything God has ever murmured matters. It matters. It's a matter. As a matter of fact, it's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. Look at Leviticus 26. And we'll start at one. We're going to try to break it down what God says about the blessings of obeying him. There's blessings in obeying him. You can't obey God perfectly with any amount of pride built up in you. I don't care where it come from. I don't care what it's pertaining to. You cannot obey God with no pride built up in you. But the world says you should be proud of yourself. All right. 26. When you get that, say amen. God said you should make no idols nor graven images. Neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land or bow down unto it. For I am the Lord your God. And let me just a little precursor here. You can be an idol.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He talking about you. You can set you up in your heart to go before God. But let's read on and say, you should keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I give you rain in due season. And the land shall yield her increase.
Right.
And the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach into the vintage.
Okay.
And the vintage shall reach into sowing time. And you shall eat your bread to the full. And dwell in your land safely. Do we need some of that today?
Yes.
And I will give peace in the land. And ye shall lie down. And none shall make you afraid. We scared of everything today. Everything. And I will rid evil beasts out of your land. We need some, I'm talking about some two-legged walking evil beasts today. Rid it out of our land. It said, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100. And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. That's a replenishing, y'all. That's a God keeping it coming, making sure we're good. And I will set my tabernacle among you. And my soul shall not abhor you or hate you, as the brother mentioned this morning in Sunday school. And I will walk among you and will be your God. And ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. That's a big problem. Many of us hadn't been brought out the land yet. Many of us hadn't been brought out of the land of Egypt yet. We know he's talking about the world, accepting him, leaving those things behind. A lot of us need to start right there. That ye should not be their bondmen. Huh? If you got pride built up in you, you're a slave to it. You're a slave to your pride. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. That's God explaining to us what will happen if we will obey him. Now we have to remember, we can't do that with any amount of pride in us. And first of all, if you're a believer and you celebrating this month with the world, you need to check yourself. You really need to check yourself. I will not stand up here and tell you to mistreat anybody.
No,
that's not what this is about. Mistreating anybody. But you standing shaking your fist in God's face talking about what you proud of, you're in a dangerous place. You're in a very dangerous place. And God has been blatantly clear about what would happen if we obey him, y'all. If we obey him. He said he going to keep our needs stored up. I'm about to the place where you got to get rid of the old to bring in the new. That's excess. That's more than enough. That's more than enough. And God is talking to his people while they living in the midst of an evil and perverse generation. His promises still stand. The surroundings, the world around us has nothing to do with God's provision for each and every one of us who are believers in him. But this pride thing got to go. It started with pride. We were introduced to sin because of pride. But the world said, It's Gay Pride Month. And pride don't just come from being gay, y'all. That's not the only pride, so don't leave the rest of it out. I'm talking about your accomplishment. I'm talking about how fine y'all is. Wherever your pride lies, God hates it. God hates it. We're going to be blatant with this thing. We're going to say what God said. God said, I hate it. He didn't say, you hard to deal with that in you. He said, I hate it. I hate it. God hates pride, y'all. And if we are men and women of God, we should hate what God hates. Pride is the root of all sin. Every sin is rooted in pride. Okay, well, let's look at 14. Let's look at 14. Leviticus, we're still in Leviticus 26. Let's look at 14. It says, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes. One of God's statutes that said, man and woman be fruitful and multiply. That's one of his statutes right there. Now, let's not get it wrong. And if you despise that, let's see what God said gonna have. Said, or if your soul hate my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that ye shall be, ye break my covenant, but that ye break my covenant. I also will do this unto you. I will leave a point over you. Terror. How many are scared to open the door now? Once the sun go down, the doors locked, the windows locked, the alarm set, the guns laid out. All this go on after the sun go down. Well, could it be because God has appointed terror over you? I know we giving the world all the credit and the young kids for being this fearful, but could it be that God has appointed this over you? All right, consumption and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain for your enemies. For your enemies shall eat it. Huh? Can we relate that to what's happening today? Huh? What's happening today? Eating your seed. Your seed. The enemy eating it up. Huh? Well, could it be? Do we need to question? Are we following the statutes of God? Because that could very well be the problem. That could be the problem. He said, I will set my face against you, and you should be slain before your enemies. They should hate you. They that hate you should reign over you. All these anti-God laws and anti-God statutes that we must live under in the land. Could it be? Could it be? All right. And you should flee. There ain't nobody chasing you. You just scared. You just scared and don't know why. Don't even know why you scared. Mess around and hear a noise. You don't sleep for 3 days. Old possum hit the shed in the backyard and you up for 3 days. Scared and ain't nobody chasing you. It said, you will not yet. It said, if in 18, said, and if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I'll punish you 7 times more for your sin. God said, if that don't get your attention, in other words, it don't, disobeying God don't get no better. It don't get any better. Then God done upped the ante to a point where he said he will punish you 7 times more. So it won't be a mistake whether this is God or not. You won't have to ask what's going on. Is this God or not? All right, it said, and I will break the pride. That word. I will break the pride of your power. The very thing you think sustaining you, God said, I'll tear that up. I will break that. The very thing you giving all your glory, your praise, your honor, all that you've given it to because of what you've done. Because that pride is so ingrained in you, you can't give God no glory. God said, I'll break that. He said, I'll break that. I'll make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. God said that pride, me and pride are not going to mix. We don't gel. And y'all, let's bring it home a little bit, make it a little more personal. We all experiencing the gas prices today. We experiencing the gas prices. That I wear some of them $10 a gallon. A $20 bill get you. You can't even cut grass for $20. You can't cut grass for $20. That's what's going on out there. But now this the kicker. We walking over that same gas we need every day. Every day in our land. We in a few rich countries and paying $10 a gallon for gas. Could it be? Huh? We've been blessed more than any country ever in existence. We've had more than any country ever on God's green earth. Huh? But now we can't get the very things we need. Without taking, you need to go to the credit union to fill your tank up.
Right, right.
Living in the richest country in the world. Could it be? God trying to tell us something. Have we gotten to a place? We have designated a whole month to celebrate pride. To celebrate pride, y'all. And none of us have nothing to be proud of. Not one thing. I don't care who you are. I don't care your sexual preference. None of that matters. You have nothing to be proud of. Not a thing in this world to be proud of. But we still, sometimes we get to a point where we know better than God. And I guess that's what we are now. We're not the first. We're not the first. And if the Lord tarry, we won't be the last. But at the same time, it don't make nobody else no wronger than we are. No wronger than we are. This pride that has built up in our hearts for whatever reason, we need to slay that dragon today. We need to kill that dragon today because if you are being proud of what God hates. What God, and you put yourself in a position where you fighting against God. A lot of y'all wouldn't step in the same state with Mike Tyson, but you'll fight God. You'll fight God. That knockout you don't get up from. Yeah, hey, he eternally knocks you out. Why do we feel the one who can only kill the body? And that's anything other than God. Anything other than God that we feel can only kill your body. That's a real, real problem in our society today, y'all. Let's look at the book of James. Let the Lord talk to you. He talked to me. He talked to me about it. So that's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. The book of James.
Look at it.
It's Jesus' half brother. We know this. James 1. And let's start at 13.
That's right.
It said, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempted he any man. So get God out of your mess. That's one thing. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. We read that because that shows you where pride starts. That pride now, every sin ever committed, pride is involved. Pride is involved. And like I said, the world said, you ought to love what God hates. You ought to be proud of who you are, of what God said. But the book of James said that pride is you and you alone. That starts when every man, he said, when he is drawn away of his own lust. Of his own lust. So the pride is in you.
Yeah.
The pride is in me. Yeah. If we kill it right there where it starts, where it starts, we can start being proud of what deserves the pride, and that's Jesus Christ. That's where it starts. God is in no way impressed with whatever you're proud of, whether it be your education, your achievements, the amount of money you make, the amount of friends you got. Cause they get we got so petty. We get prideful about how many folk like us online that we ain't never met, that we don't even know. That we don't even know if they real. We don't know nothing about them, but they like us. That will well up pride in you. We have folks striving for that. We have apps on the internet world where you can buy likes. You can pay money for likes. You can buy likes. That's crazy, y'all. That's crazy. You can buy likes, and people do it and put them on their resumes to look better to employees and different things like that. But they selling you pride. They selling you pride. You paying money for what God hates. Why would we be proud of what God hates? Christians, go against everything God ever told us. He said you must first deny yourself. That's the first thing you got to do, is slay your pride. Get rid of your pride. Realize you are nothing without me. But we let the world come back in the other ear. Y'all done seen the cartoon with the red devil over here and the devil and the angel in white with the halo. Y'all done seen it over, but you're going to let this one whisper in your ear. It should sound familiar. It should sound like you will not surely die. That should sound the same to you when the world come to you selling you pride. It should sound like the same thing Eve heard in the garden. You shall not surely die. It's the same lie. Come from the same father. We got to take heed, y'all, that the world is anti-God. Let's just put it straight. The world is anti-God. And all we got to do is believe the word of God to get that revelation. If the world love you, didn't he say that? The world love is on now. The world love is on. So believer, take heed to what the Bible say. If everybody's speaking well of you, what are you saying when you're around them? What are you doing when you're around them? Are you being salt? Are you being light? In the Sunday school lesson today, the man talking about the good news. Well, the Bible is the bad news, too. It's the bad news, too. You don't get good news if you don't know the news bad. The good news is no good if you don't know the bad news. And the bad news is what gets you ready for the good news. For the good news. You know, we've been taught for many years that the fear of the Lord, or the Bible talking about just reverence. Well, I'm scared. I'm talking about scared. I fear the one who can kill my body and put my soul in hell. But the thing is, I fear him enough to obey him. Then that fear don't look like fear. It look like love. It look like love, because that's what it is. It's a love thing, people. It's a love thing. God loves us enough to admonish us to fear him. He loves us enough. He made a way for your fear to pay you something that pride can never give you. That's eternal life. Through his son, Jesus Christ. It only comes one way. And James, what we just read in 13 through 15, and what, let's see if we can put that with something we're going through today. People will mutilate themselves to try and change their gender, which you can't do. We all know that, right? I don't care if you look like Lola Falana or Beyonce, you still a man. You still are a man, period, point blank. And that's the best I can tell you. Well, you do kind of look like a woman.
That's the best compliment I can give you. And that's not me being harsh or mean or anything, because it's the truth, and we must stick with the truth. It's the truth that sets us free. It's the truth, y'all. You can't do that, but and that's only because they're not satisfied with what God has given them. Huh? And that's one of the biggest pictures of having pride in your heart. You can stand face to face in a mirror or anywhere and say, God, you were wrong. You got it wrong. I should have been. The only thing you should have, you better quit talking about what you should have been. That's all I can tell you, because the only thing any of us should have been is dead. Is dead. That's it. That's the only thing we should have been. So pride is an issue of your heart. It's a hard issue. Let's look at Romans, the book of Romans. Look at Romans and go first chapter.
Okay, Romans 1.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Romans first chapter, and let's look down at verse 19. We'll start at 19. Romans 1 and 19. And it reads, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto him. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They wise enough to know God got it wrong. Ain't that something? Well, this is it. They became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. The very ones God talking about here, the world gave them a month to be proud. God telling them what he feel, what he think, how things are in his word, and the world said, God wrong, we're going to give you a month and celebrate you and celebrate pride, being proud of what God hates, being proud of what God hates. Y'all, it should have been a tip to every one of us when they tried to steal God's rainbow. Why they couldn't have got black, gray, orange, and white to be their colors? Why couldn't they have gotten that? Why couldn't they have did wood grain and chrome and silver? Why they couldn't have did any of that? They had to have what God had already established and used to make a promise to his people. To make a promise that this fight is them against God, y'all. God would love to use us to show himself strong to this very world who's celebrating what he hates. But you can't have no pride in you either if you're going to be used by God. Church folk, Christian, we can't have this pride thing that we deal with, that the devil deal with from the beginning. God been painstakingly ousting this pride thing, and we stand up and say we're going to celebrate the whole month. Big people, the big money, all the money that we see in the world, the people we have monies, they big on this. They paying for the commercials. They showing how proud you are for wearing a dress on the basketball court. The first gay football player, the first, that's pride. They feeding that pride demon in us, building us up with this pride thing, and God say, I hate it. God say, I hate it. How do we expect to prosper or be anything in this doing exactly what God hates. Now, we can sit up in here and we can amen and hallelujah and go right out there and tiptoe. And I'm finna go over here to my grandson parade. You know, they done paid $2,000 for his dress. I'm finna go see him. We can do all that we want to, but God sees everything. He knows everything. This pride thing has to be slayed, people. It has to be dealt with. And it's got to start in the household of God. It has to start there. And James, we win James. Let's go back to James, brother. Let's go back to James 4.
James 4, fourth chapter this time.
The fourth chapter of James.
Amen. Fourth chapter.
James 4, and let's look at 1 verse 6. 4 and 6. And it reads, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud. But you ought to be proud, honey. Honey, you can't help the way you were born. Yes, you can. You can be born again. You can be born again. As a matter of fact, you must be born again. You can help the way. Just how is that? You to murder somebody? You can't help. You can't help what God made you. You was just a murderer. He just made you a murderer. You can't help that. Oh, they understand you just a thief. That's the way God made you. That sounds really ignorant, don't it? Well, it sounds the same way when we said that's the way God made you and ain't nothing you can do about it when we're dealing with your sexuality or your gender preference or whatever you want to call it. It ain't nothing to be proud of. It's nothing to be proud of. And we need more people who call themselves children of God to stand up and say so. To stand up and say so. Ain't no way we could have gotten where we are if believers had stood up. I'm talking about way back then. Had stood up and said, no, 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 no. Not God's way. If they had just done that, we wouldn't be where we are now. James declared right there that God will act in fierce judgment against those who are proud. Against those who are proud. He said God will act in fierce judgment against the proud, y'all. He said he resisted. To be resisted by God is the worst resistance you're going to ever encounter. If God don't accept you. And the only reason he won't accept you is because you're full of pride. You have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will lift you in due time. See, the word of God, every word means something. That due time might be on the other side for you. It might be on the other side for me, but it's due time. It's his time. God's going to keep every promise he ever made us. He ever made us. But if you're going to spend your life here on earth, which is precious, which God did give you, and you're going to spend it resisting him because you want to be proud of who you are. Because you want to be proud of who you are. That's one of the saddest testimonies anybody could ever have. They've spent their lives being proud of their accomplishments, being proud of what they possess. And no pride in the fact Jesus Christ came off his heavenly throne to come down here and die. And die. Shed his perfect blood, blood that you couldn't find nowhere else. The only place it could come from, he took time, came down and did it. And you can find something to be proud of? Being proud of what God hates? God said he hates it. But we're going to be proud of it? Well, and I can't apologize, y'all, because I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for what the Lord has sent me to tell you, but he told me to also tell you, it's hope for the proud. It's hope for the proud. Christ humbled himself so we could be rightfully exalted, y'all. So that we could be. That ain't my opinion. Go to Philippians.
Look at it.
That is not my opinion, y'all. And I did so much jumping and shouting. I like to twist my ankle yesterday when I read this. I'm telling you. Philippians 2.
Amen.
2 and 9. Let's start at 9.
2 and 9.
All right. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Talking about Christ, but now because we're going to get to that. Don't get ahead of yourself, Tony Green. It said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. There go your pride right there. If you're proud of anything, that's all you can be proud of right there. The fact that God has sent us a Savior, y'all. God has sent us, if you have any pride, direct it right there. Give it to where he goes. Because you're going, whether you realize it, you're going to do it whether you want to or not. That's what we just read now. We just read that. That's why we just read that. It said, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name, that same Jesus, y'all, that same one that hung on the cross, that same one they talked about was coming from Genesis. From Genesis. All the way to Malachi, they talked about him. And lo and behold, in Matthew, he shows up. He shows up. And that same Jesus, at his name, every knee going to bow. If you can get rid of that pride that's propping you up right now, you can bow that knee. You can bow that knee. It's hope. It's hope for the prize. It's still hope for the prize. It's hope right now for the prize. If you're hearing this, it's hope for you. For you. You don't have to wait till you come back. Bow to that name right now. Right now. If you hadn't bowed to that name, you don't have to die with this pride. Pride has been killed, y'all. Pride was killed at Calvary. The world don't want to tell you that. They just want to tell you to be proud all month. Pride died at Calvary, y'all. Pride poured out my Lord's side. Pride dripped down his face. That's what happened to pride, y'all. And if you humble yourself right now, get on your knees. We just read the Bible said the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow. That's your knee too. That's your knee too. And then I know that some folks said, what about that man with no legs? His knee gonna bow too. Every knee gonna bow. And every tongue gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You can say that right now. Get rid of your pride. Y'all done heard the world say, enough with your prayers and thoughts and all this every time. Enough with your, it ain't never enough. Never enough. Prayers and thoughts. Definitely prayer. But they can say that because they don't even know what prayers is. They don't even know prayers is talking to our Father, our Heavenly Father. When you want something done, you know where you can get it done. That's what prayers do, y'all. But it's hope for that pride thing. But we must confess, y'all, that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible is full of good news. It is. That's a truth if anybody ever told one. It's full of good news. It makes us aware of the only chance we have of getting out of this thing alive. There's only one way out of this thing alive, y'all. Who knew you could get out of this life a lot? Because all you wouldn't hurt our lives is everybody going to die. And that's true. That's true. But you can go and die right now and then get in your car and drive home. You can die right now and then drive yourself home. But you can't do it with pride. It don't work with pride. God has slayed pride, y'all. Accept his gift. It's a gift. You can't do anything. Your education can't do this.
Okay.
All your genius and your prowess can't do this. You can't do this. I can't do it for you. Nobody can. But the one who can is here. He's here right now. Somebody hear this and they saying, well, whether I like it or not, I know that preacher right. Somebody saying this. Well, today is your day. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice hard, not your heart. Get on your knees. Humble yourself. We already got the victory. Accept the victory. I'm not asking you to do anything, but accept the victory. Victory happened at Calvary. Go to Calvary. If you've never been there, go to Calvary. Right now. Get on your knees. Ask God. Don't be Jane Brown him. I ain't too proud to be. Lord, please. Lord, please take this pride. Wherever pride show up in my life, wherever it comes to invade from whatever front, God, kill it. Kill it, Lord. Kill this pride. I want more of you, Lord. Your words say you resist the pride. But if I humble myself, I can have your grace, Lord. I need your grace. Your grace, Lord. Your mercy. That's what we need in this hour. Don't get caught up in what the world talking about. Love the LGBT brothers and sisters, y'all. Love them. Love them enough to tell them the truth. Truly love them. Don't love them like the world love them. The world got them all on a rope dragging them on the hill. The world is their Pied Piper. And it's going to take life. And life comes from only one source. Only one source. It's going to take life. To deal with these folk, if it's going to be any change in their life, it's going to come from life. The very source life comes from. But he's here. He's here. And the hope for the proud, the proud in humanity today, is to accept the gift, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Repent for this pride thing that we've all been guilty of at one time. And let God reign in your life. You will bow your head for a word of prayer. Lord, I said what you told me to say, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the word that you gave me for your people, Lord. Now I ask that you prepare hearts, Lord. You make ears ready to hear, Lord. And you save wretched souls, Father, just as you did each and every one of ours who are saved here today, Father. Father, I'm not going to be deceived into thinking that even everyone in this house is saved. But I ask you, Father, prick their hearts right now, Lord, that they may come and fall before you saying, what must I do, Lord, to be saved, Father? And we'll be so mindful to give you all the praise, all the glory for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.